off about how America's sweetheart is ready to settle down, ready to have babies, but no man is ready to have her. They say I drive them all away with my ambition. I'm beginning to believe it might be true. You know what? You're right. I'm allowed to have fun. I'm allowed to have friends. And I'm not at home crying over his picture. I'm not hiding from him. Although, I think guiltily, I didn't agree to this girl's night until I knew we were going to a club that he'd never in a million years frequent. Avoiding and hiding are two different things, right? Right. Fuck Garner Lee. Or rather, here's to not fucking Garner Lee anymore, Rowan cackles. She takes her shot, realizes we weren't in step, and quickly pours herself another. Typical Rowan. She's right, too. Which is not so typical. For our entire relationship, Garner and I had our once-a-week scheduled missionary position. Then, for the last year, not even once a week. More like whenever we could fit it into our busy schedules. Shooting movies and having a relationship oftentimes don't seem to go together. Maybe actors really aren't meant to have love lives. Maybe this job means walking a solitary path in life. And when I have fans all over the world who adore me, can I really be upset that my bed is cold? Isn't it selfish to want it all? You're thinking too much again, Hadley warns. I can see it in your eyes. She lifts her shot glass. Two girls' night. Two orgasms that aren't self-induced, Rowan adds. We all clink our glasses and down them. The tequila burns the lump out of my throat, and I shake my head, laughing, enjoying the mix of heat and discomfort it makes as it goes down. It's the only thing that's gone down lately. As if on cue, our limo pulls up in front of the nightclub. I roll my shoulders and shake my arms at my sides. This is the last chance I have at backing out. Once I get out of the car, there will be cameras and spectators. People Magazine hunting for fresh meat for their Celebrities Spotted column. I tug nervously at my skirt again, wondering if an evening out is worth this. I feel Hadley wrap her hand around my elbow, calming me with just a touch. Once we get inside, honey, the cameras are gone. You know we chose Club 24 specifically because it doesn't allow that kind of shit. We just have to walk through the crowd out here, and then you're home free. Just us. Us and all the tequila we can feed you. She smiles mischievously. I take another deep breath and let her words wash over me. I have built a career in the most brutal industry in existence. I have faced down men with cameras in the tree outside my bathroom window. I have dealt with legitimate stalkers, whose overtures go from sexual to violent overnight. So, why am I worried about the small throng of press outside a club? As Hadley says, they're the only thing between me and another much-needed drink, and more importantly, the dance floor. Okay, I say, let's do this. We step outside the limo and the flashes start immediately, as they always do. My tendency is to stop and pose, giving them what they want. But Hadley reminds me to keep walking. It feels odd to ignore the press, to ignore my fans, to ignore the people who have made me the celebrity I am, the people who have put me on the covers of magazines and the headlines of their movies. Normally, I'd do whatever they asked, my natural compliance with the press taking over. But tonight, I take Rowan's lead. She may be a celebrity starling, a newbie, but she's a pro at the party. She trucks right up to the bouncer who lets us into the front of the line, and we're escorted into the club before I know it. Immediately, I am surrounded by the warmth of bodies, the smell of sex, and the thump, thump, thump of good bass in the music. The uncertain vibe of outside fading into memory as quickly as the DJ fades one song into the next. Club 24 is popular with celebrities for many reasons. The club has rules about no paparazzi being allowed inside, most importantly. Patrons have their phones, of course,